Proverbs 19:6 says, "Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts." There are a number of proverbs which basically warn us about buying friends or being bought as a friend. As a matter of fact, we discussed these things in our devotional about Proverbs 19:4 very recently. But one aspect we didn't delve too deeply into is the matter of recognizing true friends. In the first half of this proverb, it says, "Many will entreat the favor of the prince." Now, not many of us will ever be in a position of a prince or any position of great power, wealth, or influence. As 1 Corinthians 1:26 says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." But it can be any position above the rank and file that could open you up to being manipulated if you're not careful and if you're not wise. For one example, when I was a teenager, I worked for a guy that he sort of resembled Uncle Fester on the Addams Family TV show. And he only had a little bit of hair and he had a mustache, but a coworker pointed out the resemblance, and once you saw it, you couldn't unsee it. And I just bring that up because we also had a couple of young, attractive coworkers who were a bit overly friendly toward our local Uncle Fester. They treated him like a celebrity, and they were flirty beyond anything appropriate. And this fast food manager just ate that attention up. And, you know, I never heard of anything really, adulterous or anything like that going on. But, of course, those girls got nearly everything they asked for. If they ever wanted a day off, they got it. He would even neglect his own duties in order to cover for these ladies so they could take extra breaks and make phone calls on the clock or even get extra smoke breaks. The whole scene was just weird as a teenager. I'd never seen anything like that. But also, I knew it was really sad. But then, this guy got in trouble and he got fired, and just like that, he was jobless and friendless. I ran into him a couple of weeks after he was fired, and he was just a broken man. As I talked to him, he couldn't hide the sadness he felt as he said that those two ladies had treated him like he had the plague ever since he got fired, and they wouldn't speak to him or even return his phone calls. Why? Because he was no longer of any use to them. They were using him the whole time, as our proverb, the second half says, "And every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts." Well, as long as this guy held a position and had the ability to give those ladies these perks, then they flirted around and acted like his friend. But once the perks disappeared, so did their friendship, end quotes. And frankly, that's how most of my Christian friendships have turned out in 35 years as a believer, and especially as a pastor. There have been several times when I wasn't in a position to be at their beck and call, and they're gone. Especially when I was the one who was in need of a friend. Crickets. So, how do we recognize true friends? The answer is, number one, not to ignore obvious red flags. Sometimes you just should see it, that you're being used, that they don't really care about you. But for the most part, I think it just comes down to you have to experience things with those people to figure it out. That was the message you may recall in Proverbs 18:24. "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Life happens, and that means trouble, trial, illness, injury, and many other types of tribulation that are going to come along. And when it does, that's when you really find out who your friends are. There's really no easy way to figure it out. It's just life happens. The good thing is, no matter how it turns out with your other friends, you always find Jesus to be the most faithful of friends to those who have put their trust in Him.